Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the next Force Retrospective with
Joe and Lauren.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, so I always do my best noir voice.
I give a 3 out of 10.
A 3 out of 10 million? Meaning I'm a 3 in a million. Anyways, we're talking about this game series, Max Payne, which there's only 3 games.
Yes.
You would imagine there'd be more.
Well, it kind of is, but it's pseudo credit because of the voice actor itself. And rest in peace to James McCaffrey for doing the voice of Max Payne.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the first game was released in 2001. Was released on Windows, PlayStation 2, Xbox, Mac. At Game Boy Advance, I've never touched the mobile versions.
I've seen all those. And I have to say, Max Payne 1 was like ahead of its time. It was like... Yeah. It was bullet time because it was like not idea of bullet time. There was no such things as bullet time until Max Payne came out. It was like, oh, everything slowed down like a John Woo type of movie and everything else.
Yeah, it was very heavily influenced by John Woo.
Yeah, and then everybody started copying the whole bullet time slow motion type of gimmick itself.
Yeah.
But the thing that drives more into the Max Payne was the story of Max itself.
Yeah, it was a very sad, like, one of those, like, it's a cop down on his luck and everything's the world's against him.
Well, not down his luck, but his like family got killed and then and then he got set up for like pretty much for killing like a police officer, and then it just like, you know what you said, down his luck, but he just pretty much the odds against him, and then he just finds his way to make out on the first game itself. And that was one of the few first games that like instead of like cutscenes, they have like graphic novel type of style. And
yeah, it was very cool.
And it's like, if you play on like the Xbox or the PC, like the panels like one by one, loads up by one by one. But you play on PlayStation, it all loaded up all together. And you'd be like, oh, well, this kind of spoiled the scene itself.
You can read ahead.
Mm-hmm. But no, it was a great stylized like game as well, too. Interesting characters like Mona Sachs, I forgot the police chief, Chief Havera, was chasing you all around. And then little tidbits of, like, pretty much progressing around the story of telling you, like, hey, these what's going on, these certain background characters as well, too.
Max Payne sold around 4 million units. So that's pretty good. Mm. But then it's across all the everything, like, you know, PlayStation 2, Xbox, and
still
Windows.
Good.
I'm like, that's pretty good. It got a score around, like, the 80s. They gave it, like, you know, PS2 got, like, an 80 out of 100 on Metacritic. So it's like... Yeah, it was very well received. People like, we like this. You know, Max is such a, you know, interesting character. And, you know, again, it's cool to have those, like, diving through, shooting slow motion. It's like, yeah, I'm in my own action movie.
Yeah, and that was credit to Rockstar and Remedy Games as well, too.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. The next one after that was Max Payne 2, The Fall of Max Payne, which came out in 2003, October 14th.
Mm-hmm. So a continuation on the story arc of Max Payne itself.
I like the way Max looks in this one because he's got I like the suit better than that weird little leopard thing he had.
I like the jacket. The jacket was cool. Well, you didn't like Sam Lake facial expressions, the jacket?
What do you mean, in part one?
Yeah, part one.
Yeah, I mean, yes, that was iconic, but, you know, he just looked more of like an actual detective or like, you know,
he was undercover, that's all. In New York City.
The New York Minute. Have you ever finished any of those in the New York Minutes?
Oh, man.
The hard-boiled difficulties. Because it was fun, though. Like and this one, they added this mechanic where if you reloaded, the camera would spin around him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, in bullet time, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was released on also the Windows, Xbox, and the PlayStation 2 during that time also.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. It was also still with you know, 3D Realms, Remedy Games. They were still doing it. It got just around the same amount of score also, 86, 84 for the PC, Xbox, and the PS2. Yeah, there were just people were, yeah, I'm surprised that there's only been 3 games in this whole series.
Yeah, because I think after the second one, Rockstar took ownership and made the next game. So that's
why. They did that. It says here, the only thing it says is under sales for in the Wikipedia page. Despite a positive reception, Max Payne 2 sold poorly, leading Rockstar's game's parent company, Take-Two, to just take over, and they had to rework it around after that one. So I don't know. I'm not entirely sure how much it sold. At least it's not saying
I here. Think it's so, like, pretty much under what expecting, because I think during that time itself, that's when the rise of, like, pretty much you got the Call of Duty franchise. All first-person shooter games was pretty much on the rise during that time itself. So it's, like, kind of like a third-person shooter. It was, like, slowly on the downhill trend. So it was not... No, it was... It did as well with the, like, no casuals. Like, to... Not say casual, to, like, the diehards, but, like, to the casual person itself, they were slinging towards more Call of Duty during that time.
Yeah, I like this game though. Mm-hmm. It was fun. I like playing, you know, Mona Sachs was in this game.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was in the first one too.
I know, but she was more of a character in this one, and it was like they really integrated her in this one. Mm-hmm. I played this one, I think, I'm pretty sure this is the one I played the most.
Do you get the best ending?
I don't think so.
Okay, so the best ending is you have to play on like, I think, Hard Boy under the hardest difficulty. Yeah. And then Mona lives at the end.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's just...
Because they say, yeah, that's kind of like the true ending, kind of. Mm-hmm. And then part three is kind of erase everything from that.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. And Max Payne 3. Tell me about Max Payne 3.
So that was released like 2012. So almost like 9 or something years after.
And like, well, 12 years after the first one.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I'm talking about part two. This was like kind of like also getting like, oh, it's coming out, but it's getting delayed and delayed and delayed, and mm-hmm. people were like, oh, I wonder if this is gonna be good when it comes out. And when it came out, I was like pleasantly surprised with it because it was really hardcore. There were some cool like mechanics in this game, like mm-hmm. if you had like one two-handed gun and you switched to your one-handed, mm-hmm. he would hold the other one in his left hand, which I'm like, that's kind of like very immersive. Mm-hmm. You can just hide it away somewhere in the Phantom Zone, yeah. The other gun. The cinematics for this game was really, really cool.
Mm-hmm. Because they ditched the comic book thing. It's more cutscene heavy itself.
Yeah, it was really cool. Like, basically stuff from, like, you know, Hardboiled and other genre movies where like he'd be sliding down things, he's riding a cart, mm-hmm. and it's slow motion, so you're like, oh man. So this was, they came out on the PlayStation 3, the 360, and Windows also. It was also under the Rage Engine.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rockstar game, oh man, I just feel so bad because the Rage Engine is like, you guys keep using the Rage Engine.
Well, it's during that time, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I really like this one a lot. I don't know if it'll be my favorite. I would still say like,
the first one.
The first one was pretty good.
First one was, for me, the third one was good with the things itself, but, like, the second one kind of had, like, kind of was okay. It was, like,
my... It kind of felt more a lot like the first one. Mm-hmm. It's just like, okay, we got another game.
Because one and two kind of merged into me as being, like, a one game completely itself. Like, three was on its own little thing because kind of, like... Like, three was good, but I just didn't like the ending of three. It just felt like... Oh, that's the end, huh? And that's it.
Yeah, they wasn't gearing up to be like, this is the end of Max Payne or something like that. It was just kind of like, it's one of an ending. I don't know if they were ever planning to make like another one after this game mm-hmm. or anything. So I guess that's it. That's the end of Max Payne. You know, after that, it's like, oh yeah, there's no more. Even though he's a very good character, you know.
Very good character, but you get hints of him sometimes in little bit of reminders of in the Remedy games as well too.
Oh yeah, like, especially like with Sam, like you see him in like Alan Wake.
Yeah, in Alan Wake, you can see like the detective kind of based on Max Payne without saying the name Max Payne is on the other name itself.
It also was pretty well received when it came out. The 360, PS3, and there were like around 86 out of 100 for those games. So this series is like very highly praised. And mm-hmm. to only have this many games, I mean, you would imagine, again, I keep saying this, like, you would like to see there more of this game, but yeah, apparently not. For this one, the sales says, like, it got around 3 million in its first week.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the end of May 13, it was around, like, 4 million units. So it got just about around the same as the first Max Payne, which is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, this is still, like, a niche type game, too.
Yeah.
I like the ending song they chose.
The piano thing?
Yeah, Tears. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ooh, man. Because they were really...
Health Tears?
Oh, yeah, Health.
I thought you talked about the main...
Piano. Oh, the main one? Yeah. Uh-huh. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was... I like that, too, but, like, the end of the third game, because they were really pushing that in, like, the trailers and everything, mm-hmm. that song. I'm like... And when it finally happened in the game, you're like, ooh.
The airport scene.
I like this. And also, there was the movie. I don't know. I've never seen the movie.
I've seen the movie. It's not that good.
With Mark Wahlberg.
No, it was just more focusing on, like they did, like, half of the game, half of the first game itself.
That was weird to me. You would imagine they would do more with that because
it was too much to explain.
It was already still kind of cinematic by itself, you know? Mm-hmm. The whole, like, oh, you're traveling through his dreams, and the dreams are also very obscure and, like, you know, very strange. Like, you're walking on little lines because you would imagine it would just be all also just action at that point, too, since it is, like, you know, borrowing heavily from the John Woo stuff. But it was also it didn't like closely stick to all of that. But yeah, I love these games. You probably won't see them again. But at least they should, like, I would imagine I would like to bring back like a remake of all of them, right?
I think it's going it cannot be a remake.
Well,
it can't because the voice actor.
Well, if they do like a full like
they can
Resident
do,
Evil 2 type remake.
They can just take the Kang. The voice of Max Payne makes it more.
You think that's it's a driving force of all of them?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyways, yes, that's been this week's Force Retrospective.
Mm-hmm.
Join us next time.